dying in Connecticut is going to be going up for some. It's just a crazy line to say. It really
so
is.
So straightforward and to the point.
But it's so on par for the state of Connecticut. We're going to tax you even after you've gone. You've gone to the other side and you're still being taxed. Governor Ned Lamont proposed to increase the fee for a cremation certificate from $150 to $175 in his $22.3 billion budget recommendation for the upcoming 2021 fiscal year that actually begins this July 1st. The Lamont administration estimates that the $25 increase would raise an additional $463,000 in revenue. It was among the adjustments to the second year of the current two-year $43.4 billion budget that Lamont recommended to the legislature. The governor's budget proposal stated the $175 fee would better reflect processing costs. The Office of the Chief Medical Examiner issued 18,552 cremation certificates just last year in 2019. The fee was last increased back in 2011 when it was more than quadrupled from $40 to $150. Wow. The proposed increase is among revenue changes to the previously adopted 2021 budget that net out to an additional $40 million. Now, to talk about this in a little more depth, we will bring in a favorite of ours, State Senator George Logan. George, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going, Brad? Say hi to you and all your listeners at home and those on the road driving safe. Hope we have another beautiful day today, like we did yesterday.
Yo, boy, it's another beautiful day in the neighborhood. A little cooler today than the last couple of days, but it's still unseasonably warm. We'll take it.
Agreed.
So it costs a little more to die, especially if you want to get cremated, huh?
Yeah, it's terrible. You know, with the biennial budget that was passed last year, there was some taxes, you know, tax revenue money that was in the budget, but it wasn't identified what those taxes would be. Little did I know that they were going to go after the living, but then go after the dead. It's unbelievable.
Although, kind of, why should we be surprised, though, in this state?
Wow. I tell you, but I certainly didn't see this coming at all. I mean, you know, adding an additional $25 fee, you know, who's that going to hurt? You know, that's going to hurt the families of the deceased. You know, I mean, it's, you know, the cost of dying, the cost of burial, the cost of cremation, all of that is going up so much. Again, it's just another example of the administration in Hartford going in the wrong direction in terms of making Connecticut less and less affordable for more and more people. Just another example of that.
I mean, when you look at a budget of $43.4 billion, okay.
Right.
And it's going to raise an additional $463. I mean, is it worth it? I mean, we can't cut somewhere to make up for that $463,000. It's you know, it's such a blip in the scope of the budget that is it even why even bother with
right.
this?
And that's the, you know, oftentimes the argument that they use. You know, oh, it's just a little tax, but you know, it's like a death by a thousand cuts, right? They keep on nipping at us with
that's
here and there and everywhere.
And that's my point. It's like I'm not making light of the fact that it's only $25.
Right.
Just the opposite. I'm saying why even inflict upon us this increase, because it doesn't raise much to begin with. We can just bypass it and cut elsewhere to compensate for that $463,000. I mean, what do they care about increasing $463 in revenue when there's a $43.4 billion budget? Cut somewhere, and you'll more than make up and compensate for that $463,000.
Well, because what you just said is a totally foreign concept to the current administration, you know, in terms of belt-tightening, saving money, being more efficient. That's just something that doesn't come up in normal conversation with the administration in Hartford. The answer to every single problem for these majority Democrats in Hartford, the Democrat leadership, not all Democrats, but the ones in Hartford, mm-hmm. the answer to every problem is raise taxes. raise taxes. And this is another example of that.
Whatever happened to the concept of taxing people right out of the state or taxing? You can't tax people into prosperity. And this is, we're supposed to be prospering in this state. We're supposed to be prospering. Others are prospering in this nation with the way the economy is. Now, obviously, there's roadblocks from reaping any of those benefits in the state of Connecticut due to the Democrat-controlled legislature. There's too many that you're taxing us right out of here.
Right. Well, you know, that's their philosophy.
Into the poorhouse.
Their philosophy with the Malloy administration and now with the Lamont administration, is that the way to improve the economy here in Connecticut, the way to improve the lives of people living here in Connecticut, their idea of that is by raising taxes, scaring more people out of Connecticut, right? People don't even want to retire here in Connecticut anymore, right?
Right? Yep.
Companies are, you know, leaving the state in droves. We're certainly not attracting a lot of new businesses here in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. So we have less people in Connecticut shouldering more and more of the tax burden. And that that path, that policy, that sort of bad governance, unfortunately, is going to continue as long as we have the same folks up there in Hartford who are running the show.
You would think that Ned Lamont, with his background as a businessman, he had a cable company down in Fairfield County, down in Greenwich area. He's no dummy when it comes to business. He was successful. You would think that, yeah, I know he's a Democrat. Okay. But he's got to at least know some fundamentals.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, one, he's not a bad individual.
Oh, I know he's not.
Person.
I know he's not.
He's, great guy to talk to, very personal from that perspective. Not a lot of government experience. He has a lot of business experience. That is why I and many others were hopeful that, here's a guy who, has lots of money. He's in the later years of his, career, if you will, he could just do the right thing. But for whatever reason, he's insisting on going with the, the old guard there, the old Democrat majority guard there in Hartford, and he just won't, go and do his own thing and do what's right for the people of Connecticut and turn us into a, move us into a different direction. He's chosen to, go the same route that Governor Malloy administration has decided to go. All his advisors are telling him to go this way. The legislators that are up there, the leadership in the House and in the Senate, those Democrats, they're the ones that are pushing him and telling him to go in this direction. And it's not beneficial to the, working family, the taxpayer, our seniors here in Connecticut. And I just wish he would see the light and do his own thing and go in the direction that's best for the people here in Connecticut, because clearly the way he's going now is not helping us at all here in Connecticut.
You know what I find ironic is that in 2018, when he was on the campaign trail, he was distancing himself from Malloy. As a matter of fact, I remember on the last day of session in the House when we had the joint, how you guys would come down from the Senate and you'd join us just like on opening day. The last day, Malloy had even joked it was a kumbaya moment. It was the last day. Eric Simmons had already gaveled out. It was after midnight. You guys joined us. And one of the things that Malloy said, and really we all laughed, was, "Hey now, easy, otherwise I'm going to come out and knock on doors with you and campaign with you." And because he knew his popularity was in the toilet, and right. he kind of was self-deprecating in that regard. Well, to that point, Ned Lamont knew how unpopular the governor was and chose purposely to distance himself, not seek his endorsement even, on the campaign trail. Yet now he is becoming a carbon copy of Malloy, and he comes from the private sector as far as his business is concerned. He knows business and what's good for business and what's not good for business. Yet, like you, I held some hope because of that background that he has. Yet he's not going in that direction. He's falling prey to the leadership in the House and Senate and the progressive movement within the Democrat Party here in state. He seems like, and I know he's a nice guy. I've interviewed him 3 times. I've met him. He is charming. He is nice. I disagree with a lot of his philosophies and ideology, but it doesn't make him a bad person personally, on a personal level.
Yeah, no, totally agree.
So why fall into that?
Yes, well, my opinion is, you know, prior to the election, he was listening to his advisors, you know, his campaign managers and all that jazz, and they were telling him to say and do things just to get elected. You know, I mean, no. look at him coming to the Naugatuck Valley, right? Mm-hmm. And a few days before the election, promising that he was going to get it done and get that Valley Fire Training School done, right? That he was going to bring, improve the rail system in Naugatuck Valley, right? Just to get elected. Then he gets elected and none of these things have happened, right? A year, now going into a year and a half of his governorship, right? Now he gets to Hartford, right? And the Democrat machine in Hartford takes over. They're the ones who are pushing him around. They're the ones that are driving his agenda, and he feels beholden, you know, to them. And so, you know, he's made that decision to go along with the, you know, the Democrat machine in Hartford. And I am convinced that folks in Connecticut on both the Republican and the Democrat side don't want these tax increases. You know, they don't want these additional fees. They don't want the higher and higher cost of living here in Connecticut, because it's really, you know, hurting the taxpayers here tremendously.
You believe that the Democrat leadership, they don't want this tax increase?
Well, no, they want, in their mind, they think that increasing taxes to the people of Connecticut is going to help the people of Connecticut.
Oh, okay.
They actually believe this. That's why I say they've got to be removed from office, because they just don't understand, one, economics. Right? They don't understand that they have been causing this financial crisis here in Connecticut to get worse and worse every year with their bad governance. So, you know, if we can't convince them to go in a different direction, we, the voters, have to vote them out. We've got to get other people in there. That's why I ran a few years ago for the first time. I never ran for office before, anything before. But I got sick and tired of watching us send the same people to Hartford and expecting different results. So I ran for office to help move Connecticut in a different direction. But I need more help. I need more firepower up there to get it done. That's why November 3rd this year is so very important. Because, look, we have another, three years, right, with Governor Lamont. Mm-hmm. And if he gets more liberal legislators up there in Hartford, we think it's bad now. It's going to get far worse. We need more conservative-leaning legislators in Hartford, those that are more financially, fiscally conservative, so that we can help put the brakes. We can help to convince Governor Lamont to go in a different direction.
Yeah, I know. I you hit the nail right on the head, Senator. You really did. Just to wrap things up here, going back to this cremation fee, is there been a hearing on this, or is there a hearing on this coming up?
Yeah, it has been postponed, right? But there's still time for folks to weigh in on bills like the cremation tax. And there's still time to call your legislators, call them, email them on the deal, on the details of the bill that you just described. Folks need to call in and let them know. Send an email. It doesn't have to be a Pulitzer Prize email. It could just be a couple lines, you know, say, I hate the cremation tax. Don't do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you want information on this bill or any others, feel free to contact me. And my website is www.senatorgeorgelogan.com. And you can get to all the bills from my website. My contact information is there as well. And I will be more than happy to help the direct folks to their legislators, to the governor's office, as far as his email and his number and all that. And of course, it's online as well.
I appreciate that. Well, last thing before I let you go, is this cremation, this fee, is this, I know it's a lot, the hearing is still coming up. Does this have a good shot of passing committee and even being voted on in either chamber? Are you hearing that this is going to fall through the cracks, or are you hearing that this has actually got legs?
Well, it certainly has legs. There's no question about it. And the Democrat leadership is pushing this bill. So there is a good chance that it can end up on the House and Senate floor. But that's where we, that you, the individual voter, can make a difference, because legislators do look at what type of feedback they get for these different bills. So if they have a bad bill comes out and they don't hear much from the public, mm-hmm. they think they can just push it through quietly and squeeze it in. But if they hear from the voters, from the people in Connecticut, they actually take pause and they actually look at that. So it does make a difference. So I encourage folks to email, call your legislator, call the governor's office, and let them know your dissatisfaction with these tax increases.
Couldn't agree with you more. I say it all the time, George. I really do. And people need to get more involved. And I think slowly but surely, there is a grassroots movement out there. And it's spreading and it's starting to happen. Senator George Logan, I can't thank you enough. We always enjoy having you on. We will have you back on again soon.
Sounds really great, Gary.
Appreciate your time.
Pleasure
is always ours. All right, 24 minutes after 8 o'clock.